Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week it's morbing time. What a terrible... How did that get going? Like, somebody was just trolling Sony and got that going on the Twitter. But as always, we have to start this off with a bad dad joke. So it's about the vampire villain known as Morbius, so let's do a vampire joke. Why did Dracula divorce his wife after she took a blood test? Turns out, she wasn't his type. That's terrible. But this one, we're doing Morbius, that is currently on Netflix, which seemed to surprise everybody, but we'll talk about that here in a minute. It's got a runtime of 1 hour, 44 minutes, and a quick casting of Jared Leto, Matt Smith, who I'm starting to become a fan of. The rating is PG-13. So, 60 seconds on the clock for Morbius. What's it about? The supervillain Morbius somehow gets his own movie, and more than that, it's kind of an origin story of sorts, I guess, maybe? Why to watch it? Well, going into this one, I was expecting the worst movie in history, according to Twitter and basically every other metric in the world. I'm not really sure what this movie really does well. It just kind of slugs its way throughout. Some action scenes were entertaining, and Matt Smith, once again, proves himself to be quite capable. Why to skip it? It's painfully dull to get into the actual story. Not sure how or why this movie was greenlit. It's not great overall. The plot is decent, but not great. The casting was okay. The CGI is incredibly rough at places. The makeup is terrible throughout. And the dialogue was probably the worst part of it. Rating out of 10. This one only gets a 2 out of 10 for me, for Morbius. It was really rough, and if you can find anything else to watch besides this one, it's probably a better choice. So this has been your 1 Minute Movie Review for Morbius. So I actually have more questions than answers at this point. Why did Sony pick up Morbius out of all the characters it could have to give it a solo project? Like, Doc Ock is a great storyline. Why would you possibly choose Morbius after this? Like, how was this possibly greenlit? Why did Netflix do no announcements that it was coming and it just showed up and it feels like, oh yeah, we probably should market this. This is here. Oh my God. I guess we have to tell people. How in the world did Sony not realize it was being trolled on Twitter and everything else about re-releasing it into the theaters? And guess what? It sucked again when it was in the movie theaters for the second time, months later. I don't know. Sony's got some issues when it comes out to releasing products that isn't directly connected to the MCU and Marvel, and Kevin Feige in particular having oversight over it. It's really, really rough. But thanks for listening. Please share me with a friend. It's the only true way for us to grow the podcast. You can give me that feedback at OMMR Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Reddit, or you can email me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. I forgot to tell a funny part of this. When I tried to watch this on Netflix, it kept on crashing with 30 minutes left to go over and over again. Like, it would just turn to a black screen, but I could hear the dialogue in the background. It was like the universe was telling me not to finish this movie. And the funny part is, it probably would have been better off if I just left it alone. It's not one of those movies where you feel good about watching and you're like, you just walk out of it like, what just happened there? What? How could this have happened? I was really disappointed with that. But, so if you got 1 minute to spare, you can spin it with me as we watch the supervillain vampire movie, which is ironic because it's sucking the life out of itself and me too while I'm watching it. Wait, what?